Judge Broyles explains why he fined woman. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, the 22nd of November, 1913, page 2, column 1. Miss Austin took law into her own hands and broke it, says recorder-editor The Journal. There seems to be some misapprehension about the case of the young woman who was fined the other day for beating a white chauffeur with her umbrella on the public streets of the city. This case was written up in sensational style as that woman being fined for defending herself from a masher. Whereas, it was a very different case. The evidence showed that a white chauffeur, driving a taxi cab for a living and located near the corner of Lucky and Broad Streets, had hollered out to Miss Austin as she walked by his place of business. Taxi cab, taxi, want a taxi. Miss Austin testified that for several months this man had annoyed her and other girls by calling out in this manner every time she passed his place of business, but that he had never attempted any other familiarity. On this occasion, as soon as he spoke to her, she let in on him with her umbrella, striking him over the head several times and causing a large crowd to gather to watch the fracas. I thought it very doubtful if the chauffeur intended any familiarity with the young woman, but I fined him a small amount for annoying her by so persistently calling out to her taxi, "Want taxi," whenever she passed by. I fined the young woman in a still smaller amount, $3.75, for taking the law into her own hands and creating an unnecessary disturbance and excitement on the street. I say unnecessary, for she could easily have gotten a policeman in a few seconds and had her annoyer arrested. Instead, she preferred to take the law into her own hands and create a scene. We have policemen and courts to punish people who violate the law. Two wrongs never make a right. It was wrong for this chauffeur to annoy Miss Austin, and I fined him for it. It was wrong for Miss Austin to fight him instead of calling a policeman, and I fined her for it. I am sworn to uphold the law, and I intend to keep my oath whether the offender be a man or a woman. There are too many violations of law now in our city and all over our country. Our citizens should help to uphold the law. When one person sees another violate the law, he should call a policeman and let the offender be punished by the law, instead of taking the law into his own hands, thereby violating the law himself. And it is no excuse if this second breaker of the law happens to be a woman. Respectfully, Nash R. Broyles, November 22, 1913, page 2, column 4. Felder denies reports about Morse's. Pardon Atlanta lawyer says he did not threaten to expose Taft's friends. Thomas B. Felder, Atlanta lawyer, characterized as Tommy Rott the stories appearing in New York papers to the effect that in obtaining the release of Charles W. Morse from the federal penitentiary here, he threatened to make public the real story behind the Morse prosecution. According to the New York stories, Mr. Felder was the real agent in securing the president's pardon for the New York banker, and that in doing so, he threatened to bring sensational charges against men who were close to President Taft. A fabrication out of the whole cloth is the Atlanta attorney's comment on the New York stories. Morse was pardoned because he had an incurable kidney disease, and the fact that the mental state exercised a potential influence on this disease, and if kept in prison, Morse could have survived only a short time. Morse still has the disease and is living only because he has the most skilled medical attention and religiously follows the direction of his physicians in matters of diet and exercise.